From the Thumb Broadcasting Newsroom and the Associated Press, I'm Ed Wolf with your last news update of the day. Michigan Attorney General Dana Nessel issued the following statement after the U.S. Department of Agriculture informed a U.S. District Court for the District of Rhode Island that the agency will not transfer available funds to ensure full SNAP benefits are available for November. But today, the USDA has agreed to comply with the court's orders and will fund partial SNAP benefits in November. We're still waiting on more information on how much Michigan people will receive, but I'm gravely concerned on the delay and partial payment will not be enough. Roughly 42 million Americans, including 1 million Michiganders, depend on these benefits to feed their families. And now they still have to wait at least a few days to receive even a portion of what they need. With that being said, a lot of the local Thumb area community closets and food pantries have opened for you to use. For tomorrow, November 4th, the Harbor Beach Ministerial Association Food Pantry will be open from 8:30 a.m. to 11 p.m. No, 11:30 a.m., excuse me. So 8:30 a.m. to 11 a.m. November 5th, St. Paul's Catholic Church in Pigeon is going to have their food pantry open from 10 a.m. till noon this coming Wednesday. Also on Wednesday, the Bad Axe United Methodist Church food pantry will be open from 2 p.m. to 5 p.m. Good Shepherd Parish of Ubbly food pantry will be open from 3:30 p.m. to 5:30 p.m. also on Wednesday. November 6th, Positive Alternatives was going to have their food pantry open from 10 a.m. till 5 p.m., and that's right here in Bad Axe at 132 East Huron Avenue. It's downtown Bad Axe. It's going to be Thursday, November 6th. St. Paul's Catholic Church in Pigeon is also going to have their food pantry open on November 6th from 10 a.m. till 12 p.m. Good Shepherd's Parish of Ubbly will have their food pantry open the same day, November 6th, this coming Thursday, from 3:30 to 5:30 p.m. And this coming Saturday, November 8th, Harbor Beach Ministerial Association will have their food pantry open from 9 a.m. till 10:30 a.m. And on Friday, November 14th, there's going to be a pop-up food pantry at the Cassidy Elementary School at 11 a.m. So I hope that helps the people in need get through what they need to get through before they can get their benefits back. A second man accused of a deadly shooting outside Hoyt Library is now on trial. 38-year-old Derek Grant faces charges including murder and felony firearm in connection with a September 2024 killing of 38-year-old Henry J. Ford. Authorities say the shooting happened after a family-related argument turned into violent outside and of the downtown Saginaw Library. Ford was fatally shot during the confrontation. Grant was arrested shortly after the incident and has been held without bond in the Saginaw County Jail since his arrest. We'll be right back after this word.
Hear that? That's the sound of your life. Perfectly imperfect. Beating in rhythm to the world you've created. But every time you drive after drinking, the music gets drowned out. Your life sounds pretty great. Don't let a buzz ruin it. Buzz driving is drunk driving. Don't drive buzzed. A message from NHTSA and the Ad Council.
A Saginaw man has been convicted with a 2024 ambush shooting involving a machine gun that injured two teenagers. 26-year-old Christopher Ramirez pled no contest to assault with intent to rob, assault with intent to do great bodily harm, and 2 felony firearm charges. In return, prosecutors dropped the additional charge, including assault with intent to murder. Ramirez is set to serve at least 10 years in state prison, to run concurrently with a 62-month federal sentence he received in August for possessing a machine gun. The incident occurred in July 2024, and the plea was entered before the Saginaw County Circuit Judge Andrew Barlow on October 27th. And deputies from the Sanilac County Sheriff's Department responded to a fatal single-vehicle crash around 9:15 Thursday night on North Lakeshore Road near Weber Road. Investigators say a 71-year-old man from Deckerville was driving a 2002 Dodge Dakota northbound when the truck left the west side of the road, entered a yard, and rolled several times. The driver was pronounced dead at the scene. The Port Sanilac Fire Department and Sanilac County EMS also responded. The crash remains under the investigation. That's all the news we have for this hour. You can get your news anytime at thumbnet.net. I have one obituary to share with you for tonight, November 3rd, 2025. Michael Paul Pelega Jr., 80 years old of kidney, passed away peacefully at his home on November 1st, surrounded by his family after a courageous battle with cancer. A mass Christian burial will be on Wednesday, November 5th at St. Mary's Catholic Church, Dwight Township at 11 a.m. Visitation will be held Tuesday, November 4th, 2025 from 2 to 8 p.m. at McAlpine Gaze Chapel in Kindy, and rosary services will be at 7 p.m. Visitation will also be Wednesday at the church from 10 a.m. to the time of service at 11 a.m. Mike's family invites everyone to share stories and laugh in his honor. Memorials in Mike's name may be offered to the family in care of Bernadette. Condolences may be shared with the family at www.mcalpinefuneralhome.com. And that's all we have for this hour. You can get it at any time at thumbnet.net.